Go, I choked out, barely able to get the words out through my half-crushed throat. I regained my own feet and waved Sonya off me, gesturing ahead. The lighthouse! Fast! Sonya looked from me to the hollow tower and promptly sheathed his sword to take up his rifle again. The big Russian advanced on the tower, the Kalashnikov at his shoulder, and began putting precise shots through the heads of each of the beasts that had been chained to the walls inside to torment Ivy, who still floated, bound within the greater circle. I followed Sonya as quickly as I could, wheezing in breaths through my aching neck. By the time Michael and I had gotten into the shelter of the mostly closed ring of the tower stones, the gunfire from around us had begun to close in on us again as the gunman's night vision returned. The tiny window of opportunity the flash of the fireball rounds had created had waned. How did you know? Michael asked, panting. How did you know they would break if we charged them? You don't survive 2,000 years in a game like this one without predator reflexes, I replied. Any predator in the world reacts the same way to a loud noise, a bright flash, and a noisy and unexpected charge. They get the hell out of the way. Can't really help themselves. Habit of a couple millennia is a bitch to break. Sonya calmly shot another beast. I shrugged. Nicodemus and company thought that they knew how things were going to proceed, and when they didn't go the way they expected, they got flustered. So the knuckleheads got clear. I pursed my lips. Of course, they're going to be back in a minute, and very upset. Hey there, Marcone. Dresden, Marcone said, as if we'd passed each other outside the coffee shop. He sounded a little tired, but calm. All things considered, that was probably an indicator of exactly how much moxie the crime lord had. Can you help the child? Damn it. That's the thing I hate most about Marcone. Every once in a while, he says or does something that makes it difficult to label him scum, criminal, and file him neatly away in a drawer somewhere. I glared at him. He returned the glare with a faint, knowing smile. I muttered under my breath and turned to study the elaborate circle while Sonya finished the last of the beasts. I've never seen anything like this, Michael said quietly, staring. I didn't blame him. Even among professionals, this circle was impressive. Lots of luminous glowing lines and swirls involved, and that always looks fantastic, especially at night. The gold and silver and precious stones didn't hurt things either. The light and music show being put on by the chimes and crystals added a wonderful little eerie edge to it all, especially given the grotesque art that framed the interior magical symbology. This is some upper-tier stuff, I said quietly. It will be another century, maybe two, before I'm good enough to come close to this level of work. It's delicate. One single thing, a fraction of an inch out of place, and the whole thing goes kablooey. It's powerful. When you're putting this thing together, if any one of a couple of dozen of the power flows slips, for even an instant, the whole thing goes out of balance and could go up with enough force to blow the top off this whole hillside. It took a freaking genius to put this together, Michael. I hefted my staff. Fortunately, I said, and took a two-handed swing at the nearest stand of slender, delicate crystal. It shattered with gratifying ease, and the encasing light around the greater circle began to waver and dissipate. It only takes a monkey with a big stick to take it apart. And I waded into the circle, smashing things with my staff. It was therapeutic. God knows how many times the bad guys had destroyed the careful work of lifetimes when they'd robbed people of homes, of loved ones, of life itself. It felt sort of nice to bring a little cup of Shiva D into their lives for a change. I shattered the crystals that bent light into a cage to hold the archive prisoner. I bent and mashed the tuning forks that focused sound into chains. I crushed the depictions of bondage and imprisonment meant to restrain the very idea of freedom. And from there, I went on to break ivory rune sticks, to crush glyph-scribed gems, to pound into illegibility golden plates inscribed with sigils of imprisonment.